August 5, 1923, in order to make redemption, it was necessary for the most holy humanity of Jesus and for his human will to enter into the divine will. In the same way, in order to fulfill the fiat voluntas tua, it is necessary that another creature, Louisa, enter into it. I, fusing all of myself in the holy will of God, and my sweet Jesus, investing me with the supreme light, told me, "My daughter, if my supreme will had not let my human will enter into the divine will, my humanity, as holy and pure as it is, could not have formed the complete redemption. My human will would have lacked all seeingness, and so it could not have seen everyone. It would have lacked immensity, and so it could not have embraced all omnipotence, and it could not have saved everyone eternity, and it could not have taken everything as one point, making up for everything. Therefore, the first role in redemption was of the divine will, the second, of my humanity. If it wasn't for the divine will, redemption would have been for few and limited in time, because not having the light of all-seeingness which makes everyone known, I could not have extended myself to all. So, in order to form redemption, I did nothing other than open the doors of the divine will to my humanity, doors which the first man had closed. And giving it free field, I let it work redemption in its very womb. Since then, no one else has entered my divine will to work in it as master, in full freedom, as though being the owner of it, in order to enjoy all the power and the goods it contains. My will in me is like the soul to the body. And if doing my will has been the greatest grace for the saints, which entered into them as though by reflection, what will it be not only to receive its reflections, but to enter into it and enjoy all its fullness? Now, just as in order to form redemption it was necessary for my humanity and for my human will to enter into this divine will, for the fulfillment of the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven, it is now necessary that I open again the doors of my eternal will, that I let one creature enter, and that, giving her free field, I let her do from her greatest to her tiniest act in the all-seeingness, immensity and power of my will. As you enter into it to emit your thoughts, words, works, steps, reparations, pains, love and thanksgivings, my will coin all your acts. And they will receive the divine image, with the value of divine acts, which, being infinite, will be able to make up for all, reach all, and have so much ascendancy over the divinity as to make this supreme will descend upon earth, bringing the goods it contains. It will happen as to metal, to gold, to silver. Until the image of the king is minted on it, it cannot be given the value of money. But as soon as it is minted, it acquires value as currency and it circulates throughout the whole kingdom. There is no town, village or important place in which it does not enjoy its prestige as money, and there is no creature who can live without it. Its metal may be vile or precious, it does not matter. As long as the image of the king is impressed on it, it runs through the whole kingdom, enjoys supremacy over all, and makes itself loved and respected by all. In the same way, everything which the soul does in my will, since the divine image is minted on it, runs through heaven and earth, has supremacy over all, does not refuse to give itself to whomever wants it, and there is no place in which its beneficial effects are not enjoyed. Now, while he was saying this, we prayed together, and Jesus let my intelligence enter his will. Together, we offered to the Supreme Majesty the homage, the glory, the submission, the adoration of all created intelligences. At the contact with the Supreme Will, a divine image was impressed in the homages and adorations, and they diffused over all created intelligences like many speaking messengers, which placed themselves in order in the creation, all of them, in relation with the Supreme Will. But who can say what one could see and understand? My most sweet Jesus added, "My daughter, have you seen? Only by entering my will, all this can happen. Therefore, continue to let your gazes, your words, your heart and all the rest of you, enter into it, and you will see surprising things. Then, after spending more than 3 hours in the divine will, doing together with Jesus all that he told me to do, I found myself inside myself. But who can say all? I feel that my poor intelligence is unable to. If Jesus wants, I will continue. For now, I will stop here.